KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly clear and 31 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today, a high of 63. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Southwest Iowa news, sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a man who allegedly entered a residence several times over the past month and stole money and frozen meat was arrested following an investigation into a burglary and theft that began Friday morning. The burglary and thefts occurred at 1128 305th Avenue, and during the investigation, 27-year-old Jeffrey Green of Malvern was contacted and admitted to the crimes. Green was arrested for three counts of burglary and on one count of theft in the second degree. He was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $10,000 bond. One person suffered from severe back pain after his vehicle struck a bridge west of Marnie early Saturday morning. Dispatch reports about the crash came in at just before 6 a.m. and indicated a 31-year-old man from Avoca was injured in the crash that happened on Marnie Road or Highway 83 at the Indian Creek Bridge. The driver indicated to authorities he swerved to avoid a semi partially in his lane on the narrow crossing and struck the bridge. The semi continued on and did not stop. No other information is currently available. One person suffered life-threatening injuries and was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha Friday night following a fiery crash on the west side of Council Bluffs. Police say fire and rescue personnel were called to the scene of the single-vehicle crash on I-29 southbound near the 53.5-mile marker at around 8:10 p.m. Friday. When officers arrived on the scene, they found flames coming from the vehicle and an unresponsive male still inside. Council Bluffs fire personnel were able to extinguish the flames and remove the male occupant of the vehicle. The man, whose name has not yet been released, was believed to be the only occupant of the vehicle at the time of the accident. Officials say at this time the cause of the accident is still under investigation, and it's not known if speed or alcohol were contributing factors. Anyone who may have witnessed the crash is asked to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department's traffic unit at 712-328-4948. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports a woman and her dog were injured in a crash Saturday afternoon on the southbound exit ramp of Exit 1 off of Interstate 29. Authorities say a semi operated by 24-year-old Dexter Williams of Rayford, North Carolina, was parked on the shoulder of the off-ramp off the traveled portion of the road when a 1993 Ford F-150 pickup took the off-ramp and ran into the back of the semi. That accident happened around 2:25 p.m. Saturday. The driver of the pickup, 72-year-old Sharon Allenbaugh of Shambaugh, suffered incapacitating injuries and was transported by Riverton Rescue to the Grape Community Hospital in Hamburg. A dog located in the pickup suffered life-threatening injuries and was extricated by Hamburg firefighters before being transported to the Fremont County Vet Clinic by deputies. Officials say seatbelts were in use prior to the accident and alcohol was not believed to be a factor. Instead, deputies think a medical issue was the cause of the crash. Damage to the semi was estimated at $1,500. The pickup was a total loss. Charges are pending. A traffic stop early this morning in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of a driver of the vehicle on an OWI charge. Police say 43-year-old Abner Garcia of Red Oak was arrested at around 2:50 a.m. near the intersection of Highway 34 and Eastern Street. Garcia was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. Three drug-related arrests took place recently in Fremont County. Officials say 22-year-old Renee McConaughey of Pacific Junction was arrested Sunday morning in Thurman for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. McConaughey was being held in the Fremont County Jail on a $2,300 cash bond. And last Friday, deputies in Fremont County arrested Shayna Tate and Caitlin Meyerwitz, both of Thornton, Colorado. The women were taken into custody following a traffic stop on Highway 2 and charged with possession of a controlled substance, that being butane hash oil and marijuana. The Fremont County K-9 unit assisted deputies with the investigation. Both women were being held in the Fremont County Jail on $1,000 bond each. And police in Red Oak report two arrests. Late Saturday night, 23-year-old Dylan James Hambright of Red Oak was arrested for disorderly conduct. His bond was set at $300. Red Oak police arrested 27-year-old Richard Dean Pierce III late Saturday morning following an investigation into a burglary that took place Thursday at the Eagles Lodge in Red Oak. Pierce faces charges that include burglary in the third degree and criminal mischief in the fourth degree. His bond was set at $5,000. In the funeral announcements, Taryn Hart, age 29, of Coon Rapids, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services for Taryn Hart will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Charles Chuck Bergstrom, age 85 of Elkhorn and formerly of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Chuck Bergstrom will be today at 11 o'clock at the Congregational Church of Christ in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Commander Douglas Patrick Keim, age 50 of Irwin, died Thursday in Omaha. Funeral services for Commander Douglas Keim will be today at 11 o'clock at the Church of Christ in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Kenneth Brinton, age 100 of Rural Dexter, died October 11th. Funeral services for Kenneth Brinton will be today at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Robert Asbury, age 85 of Exira, died Wednesday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Robert Asbury will be today at 11:30 at Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Darlene Anderson, age 83 of Audubon, died Thursday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Darlene Anderson will be today at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Carolyn Carol Glynn, age 83 of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Massive Christian burial for Carolyn Glynn will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Maxine Henlos, age 92 of Manning, died Saturday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial for Maxine Henlos will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Wayne Arbach, age 87 of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Wayne Arbach will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Maxine Schwartz, age 98 of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Maxine Schwartz are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.